We're going to start off talking about, intergovernmental programs. Very few programs just involve the federal government anymore. And in fact, all sorts of projects, federal, state, and local, and state and local governments, hard hit by the recession, of course. Well, what does that mean for your programs, the intergovernmental programs that cut across federal, state, and local governments? The Government Accountability Office just completed its review of the long-term financial health of the local sector, and Stan Sierwinski is the Director of Strategic Issues for GAO, and he joins us now live with a little peek at that assessment. Stan, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Scott.
So give us a sense as to why did you look at this? How did this come about?
As you might know, GAO for a long time has been talking about the challenges that the federal government faces with its fiscal management. So we thought that what we'd do is take a complimentary look at the state and local sector. And our model that we produced came online a couple of years ago. And the first test of that model was about 2 years ago at this time, when our model was projecting a recession. This is before we went into recession. And we said, uh-oh.
warning. Yeah. Danger, Will Robinson.
Exactly. Yeah. And fortunate for us geeks, we had a recession. Unfortunate for the country, we had.
You don't have to be right on those things. You can go ahead and be wrong.
It would have been of our pleasure.
Yeah.
So what we wanted to do is we wanted to take the next step then and peel back the onion and say, okay, what's going on here that's actually driving the fiscal condition of the state and local sector? So that's what this report is about.
And in fact, I was reading your report last night, and frankly, it made me a little bit, oh my goodness, the sky has fallen. It's a little bleak.
It actually is. You're absolutely right.
Talk to us. One of the issues, of course, and it feels like we just finished that debate, but it's healthcare costs.
Yes, that's it. What we tried to do is to break down the major components, and what we really saw was healthcare driving both the federal situation and the state and local combined with that. For example, we've seen healthcare costs grow just tremendously from the time period we looked back. Our model looks forward 50 years, and it projects out if we don't do any changes, what will happen. So we decided to look back and say, well, what's gotten here over the last 30 years? And you're absolutely right, Scott. The major piece is a growth in healthcare costs.
And it's 1978, healthcare costs represented about 12% of overall state and local expenditures. In 2008, almost 20%.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a big change.
It's huge. And the question there becomes, what does it crowd out?
Yeah, I mean, if it's coming from somewhere, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But this has a lot of impacts on, well, let me ask you first, spending and revenue trends also show a lot of strain.
Yes. What we wanted to do is to look at both the spending and revenue for the state and local sector over the past 30 years and compare them. And the bottom line is that we've seen a faster growth in expenditures than we have in the revenues coming in.
Mm. So, as you said, this model looks forward 50 years, which always can be complex to do because there's so many variables in there. But project forward, what do we see in this crystal ball?
Well, what we're seeing is a growing pressure on the state and local governments. The state and local governments are required to balance their budgets, so we're not projecting debt. What we're projecting is pressure on the sector. Mm. And the total number is, if we don't get things changed, we could be looking at approximately $10 trillion of pressure on the sector by 50 years out.
Wow. And this has real implications for the federal government, because a lot of these federal programs touch across federal, state, and local governments.
Absolutely. As you know, the federal government provides a lot of the funding, provides the guidance and the rules, but then it's up to the state, local governments, and often nonprofits to actually make the programs run.
Now you don't make any recommendations. I mean, I know GAO has longstanding recommendations, and in fact, the former comptroller has written a book on the subject that we have to pay attention.
Yes.
To a lot of the healthcare costs, to the long-term debt not the short-term spending. It's a long-term entitlement cost that we really have to pay attention to in some form or fashion.
That's exactly right. And what we view this report as being is sort of setting the stage and targets of opportunity, so places where we need to focus attention. So what we would anticipate is a body of work that the Congress would be asking us to do that would look at specific areas. You identified one as healthcare.
Yeah. And I just want to quote from one part of the report, because you say the interconnectedness, easy for me to say, which defines intergovernmental programs, required that officials at all levels of government remain aware of and ready to respond to these fiscal pressures. This is going to be a challenging time for leaders and for program managers.
Absolutely. And the current recession really points that out, because we're seeing a lot of stress in the state and local governments. And the federal government, to its credit, has come in with the Recovery Act, has put an infusion of funds in there, but that's a short-term, one-time occurrence. And what we're going to have to see in the future is really a fundamental shift in the way we do business. The federal government will not be able to keep bailing the state and local governments out. And if the federal government thinks that the state and local government is the answer to their long-term problems, that's not the solution there either. So it's really us working together to do things a little bit different than we have in the past.
And so you mentioned healthcare is one of the important issues. What are the other important issues that at least need to be on the agenda?
Well, if you look at the charts that we have in our report, we talk about a number of program areas. One that's of significant importance is income security. That is essentially benefits to individuals in need. And that area has decreased because of the health care cost increases. Another one is pensions and benefits for employees of state and local governments. That is a long-term obligation that the sector has.
And we've seen a lot of discussion about those challenges even in the past year. I mean, people out in one of the suburbs of Los Angeles really upset about the pay of, and in fact, we were just talking about the pay. These are issues that are coming up over and over again.
Absolutely. And on that regard, what was striking to us is that if you look at the salaries and wages of state and local employees over the past 30 years, actually they have not kept pace with the growth in the income overall in the state and local arena. So it hasn't been employees' wages that's been driving this issue.
Yeah. And then people always would talk about the benefit aspects, which are, it just almost makes the issue more complex to discuss.
Absolutely. Yeah. The benefits, what you're really talking about there, is a long-term liability, particularly the pensions, because it's not just what you're paying people, but it's also the assets you put aside and how those assets grow or don't grow.
And the thing that I kept thinking about when I was reading your report, and this isn't really your issue, but it doesn't seem like we have a way to discuss these issues. I mean, I know President Bush tried to bring up Social Security and it just ends up breaking down. We don't seem to have a way of discussing these issues in almost a fact-based way.
That's a really good point. And if you think about the way that we do business, we tend to think of things programmatically, housing, education, et cetera. Or we may, if we think across, we think of them functionally, like procurement, information technology. But what this is really talking about is partnerships in who has to come together to work to get the programs done, whether we're talking a function or a program. It's really the state and local sector working together. And we're not quite thinking that way.
Yeah. But my takeaway for feds, anyway, reading this report, is it's going to be a challenging period ahead.
Yes, it is. And it's one that we're really going to have to work together. And when we think about it, it's going to have to be with the capacity and what the state and local sector brings to the table in mind.
Stan Cerwinski is the Director for Strategic Issues at the Government Accountability Office. We have a link to the full report on the local sector, including highlights and the summary. You can find it all on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeckInsider, or just go to DoraBeckInsider.com. Thank you, Stan. By the way, you're causing us all to we won't get any sleep tonight. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, you're very much welcome.
Yeah. No, it's good information. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.